Hi, good morning. We're conducting a survey and it's to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics, ma'am. Your participation is important to the success of this research. All your answers are confidential. Ma'am, when thinking ahead about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, very dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or somewhat dissatisfied in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied,
and would that be somewhat dissatisfied or very dissatisfied?
Not satisfied.
Okay, and ma'am, when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you on a using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's not an important issue to you? That would be 0, and 10 would mean that is very important to you. I'm going to read you, starting with inflation and the cost of living. How important is that issue to you from 0 to 10?
Probably 10.
And the issue of health care? What about democracy? And reproductive freedom? What about student loan debt? And voting rights, ma'am?
Yeah, voting rights, yeah.
From 0 to 10. And crime and violence?
Pretty bad.
10. And immigration? And racism and discrimination?
What's in?
And criminal justice reform?
Same.
And abortion rights?
What's the same?
Eight. And what about climate change?
Well, I don't know too much about the climate, so I'll say about 8.
Okay. And what about jobs and wages?
10.
And kindergarten to 12th grade education? Okay. And as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, but sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you are, where 10 means that you are very likely to vote, and 0 means that you are not likely to vote at all?
Both likely.
Okay. Okay. And what is your race, ma'am? Are you white, black, African American, American Indian, or Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic?
Black.
Okay. And are you registered to vote, ma'am? Or like many people, are you not registered yet? Okay, and what is the year of your birth? Is it 1935, ma'am?
What did you say?
Is it 1935?
Yes.
And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest you have received? 12th grade or below, no high school diploma, high school graduate, diploma equivalent, some college but no degree, associate's degree, bachelor's degree, master's degree, professional degree, or a doctorate?
Oh, that is 12.
Okay. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you from 0 to 10?
It would be better.
And how much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to you, your community, from 0 to 10?
10.
Okay. Please rate, ma'am, your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable toward them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable toward them, and 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person or organization, you may indicate that as well. I'm going to start with the name of Brad Rappensberger. From 0 to 10, how favorable are you toward them? Unfavorable or favorable?
Probably a 7.
And what about the name of J.D. Vance from 0 to 10? Okay. And what about Brian Kemp? What about Raphael Warnock? And Tim Walls. Okay, what about Andre Dickens?
Man, I don't know too much about him. I'll say 8.
And John Ossoff?
No.
Okay. Like I mentioned to you, I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? For Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein, or you're not decided, or you will not plan to vote?
West. Well,
once again, I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidates? And from whom, for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for presidents, or were you not able to vote? Did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, John Georgian, Howard Hawkins, or another candidates?
Or Joe Biden.
Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed about the same, better or much better?
Well, in some ways it's better. I would say better.
Okay. And some people say that no matter who people vote for, it will make a difference to what happens. Others say that can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
A big difference.
Okay. Below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought you should have happened. By now, after each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person's or event prevented the progress or that you wanted to see in this country. From 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that that person or event certainly prevented the progress. 5 means that you are not sure, and 0 means that you believe that the person or event certainly did not prevent the progress. The Democrats in Georgia General Assembly, from 0 to 10, where 0 means certainly did not prevent progress, and 10 means certainly prevented progress.
I give it a 10.
And what about Democrats in the U.S. Congress, from 0 to 10?
10.
And your local mayor? What about COVID-19 recovery?
The same, I guess.
Okay, and what about African-American voters?
I give 10.
What about Vice President Harris?
I give 10.
Okay. Below is a list of some policies, developments, and statements that have an impact on many Black people's lives. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each one would motivate you or people in your network to vote, from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it would strongly motivate you. And means that the policy would not motivate you at all. Okay, I'm going to start with the policy that reads, Black voters should recognize the progress that has been made toward collective Black power. While there is still much work to be done, patience with each other is essential as we continue the path to future progress. From 0 to 10, where 0 means it would not motivate you to vote at all, and 10 means it would strongly motivate you to vote.
10.
And what about the policy that reads, because we protested together, this administration has banned no-knock warrant and chokeholds and mandated body cameras for all officers. When state prosecutors failed, federal hate crime laws were used to convict the murderers of Ahmaud Arbery and Breonna Taylor. Did that policy, would it make you, for where 0 means it would not motivate you to vote at all, or would it motivate you to vote at all? If it's a 10, it would be a, that would be a 10.
Yeah, 10.
Okay. And what about the policy that reads, because we voted, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau announced a major initiative to remove medical debt from credit reports for over 15 million Americans. This policy change is projected to boost credit scores by an average of 20 points, providing significant financial relief and improving access to credit for millions of individuals. From 0 to 10, how much would it motivate you to vote?
10.
And what about because we demanded funds for HBCUs, the American Rescue Plan invested over $2.7 billion in historically black colleges and universities, the largest ever. Over $260 million went to 8 Georgia schools, with half required for direct student financial relief through grants, debt discharge, and other aid. How does that motivate you from 0 to 10? And what about where, because we voted in March, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau took a significant step to protect consumers by reducing credit card late fees from $32 to $8. This change is expected to save consumers a substantial $10 billion annually, demonstrating the Bureau's commitment to easy financial burdens and promoting fair credit practices. From 0 to 10, how does that motivate you?
Number 8.
Okay. Thank you for your responses, ma'am, so far. I'm now going to ask you some of the questions again. Sometimes people change their mind, and that's perfectly okay. Please answer based on how you feel right now. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you, from 0 to 10? And how much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community, from 0 to 10?
Oh, 10.
And as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up and prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you are not motivated to vote at all, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated? And thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Worse.
And did you consider yourself 1, heterosexual, straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else? Are you... And are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed? And are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
And you are not Hispanic, correct? You mentioned you were black, African-American?
Yeah, African-American.
You said Democrat, correct? That was a Democrat, ma'am? And do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
How would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, or stay-at-home parent, student?
Disabled.
Okay, and last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is okay, ma'am, just an estimate.
No, that's a... I'm so scared.
What was that, ma'am? Your total family... Less than, is it less than 24,099? Okay. This would conclude our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I want to thank you so much for your time, and you have a great rest of the day and a great rest of the week. Okay, ma'am?
Thank you.
A pleasure, ma'am. Bye-bye.